KO4CEF mobile.
4CEF, KO4PXB.
KN4TFW mobile.
Hurry up.
Good evening, Lloyd.
I'm doing good myself. I'm on my way home. Don't get much better than that, so I'm just being off.
More time for this week, right?
More day. How about you, Lloyd?
I have one more day also, but I'm going to another meeting right now, so it'll be a late evening for me, like I said, so leave work to go to a meeting still for work.
You leave work and be going to work again.
Yeah, that wouldn't work for me. I don't know.
It's still all part of one, still same place I work at. It's just the fact that it's going to be a late evening with a vendor that they wouldn't come out to our location, so I got to go meet them and discuss our plans for upgrade.
Get out of having to go in tomorrow.
Wait a minute, let me pause so I don't laugh into the microphone. I'll be right back.
I wish that it could happen, but yeah, I like to keep my meetings at work.
Yeah, I'll still be coming in tomorrow. Only time that normally doesn't happen is if we work past night, if we work past midnight, then for 3 or 4 hours past our normal work time, yeah, then we slip our hours and offset it. But most of the time, we'll come in at regular times.
So I got off work today. Tomorrow's my late day, so I get to stay till the end of shift. So hopefully we get done early and then everybody want to leave since it's Friday. But if the employees want to stay, then somebody's got to stay to watch them. That'll be me.
I know you're just so thrilled about that.
Absolutely.
For a PXB. Also, when I get off of doing that job, I'm definitely studying, picking up the book to study for my general licensing, so that'll keep me busy. You know, got about another 3 or 4 weeks of the online class, and then I'll be scheduling to take my test.
I get it. It ain't no problem. Trust me, if I can get it, you can get it. But that sitting there studying after work, if it's not in person, yeah, count me out. I can't do it.
I just sign on to the AARL and just review the videos and look through the book. And so it's pretty much the repetitive learning of it. So it'll definitely be interesting.
A general class in person.
Yeah, but that was an option for me.
Did you take the general part when it had the CW in it, or was it already removed?
Already removed. I've only had my ticket about 3 years.
I wonder what the percentage of people that, you know, I guess did not do well because of the CW that was in it, or the reasoning they removed it.
Because people don't use it today, because there's certainly a lot of them that do.
But I could probably see how the testing would be interesting for CW. You'd probably have to just look at a piece of paper and put down whatever letter it is, instead of having it an audible test where it could be affecting everybody else around you.
Chime in, but I thought it was an audible. I thought you had to decode whatever they were sending it, whatever words a minute it was.
Computer, you sent it to the computer and it translated it and see how well you did.
Made it far if that was a requirement.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't have done too well on the audible part due to the fact that I got a major hearing deficit, so it would really have to be cranked up high for me to be able to hear and be able to distinguish between the dits and dashes.
You gone. I'll be honest, I'm glad it is. I mean, the good thing is nowadays there's a lot of resources to learn. I think probably the thing I wish there still was the novice band, you know, where people go. I mean, you'll find some and people will slow down for you, but you know, it's just nowhere that you can go without and just be with somebody that's more your speed and you know they suck as much as you do and you get to practice with them.
That would definitely be good. Yeah, when I was taking the hearing test from active duty to find out how bad my hearing was, the lady chimed in over the intercom system and mentioned that I needed to be pushing the button. And I was like, well, I could not distinguish between the ringing in my ears and the tone it was going off till it got high enough for me to actually distinguish the difference.
4 HDX, good afternoon, gentlemen.
You got the radio fixed?
I'm good to hear you today. KN4 TFW. I'm just struggling to make everybody out. It's not receiving like it's supposed to.
Hey, Patrick. It's KO4 PXP.
US 29
Howard, you know, when did your radio start messing up?
Yesterday, but I got a phone call, guys. I'll be back in a minute. KO4 HKX.
I talked to you this morning, did I? I ordered me a ICOM 9700, and I thought I was going to miss out on it because they were running out of stock, and I got the order in time.
I always heard you can't have too many radios, so what's special about this one?
I wish I could explain it all, but it's kind of like my ICOM 7300, but it's the 2-meter, 70-centimeter, and whatever the other one is that's... I don't know what gigahertz it is or something like that, but, you know, it does really good with satellite and stuff like that and 2-meter single sideband, so, and it's got a scope on it, so I bought it.
Learn how to do it without a scope. That's kind of, you don't feel like that's cheap?
I got the 7100 now, and it doesn't have it. You know, if somebody's out there calling CQ on 2 meters, you know, it's like a needle in a haystack anyway. So without, you know, the scope, I hope, will help with that, but we'll see.
Just turn the dial until I hear somebody.
Yeah, Lloyd, you do any 2-meter, either single side or anything like that?
No, most of the time, I'm just on the regular 2-meter, what we're talking on right now, so I haven't got that too much into it yet. Like I said, I definitely stay busy, so I'm definitely looking into doing more of it. So just got to get, you know, something cleared off on plate to be able to have more time to do stuff.
You in with a question?
Yep.
I appreciate it. I've got an ICOM 735. I heard you speaking of that brand. Well, that pick up 2-meter and 70-centimeter, I can't seem to get over 30.0 frequencies.
I'm not sure. Ken Lloyd, you know, I don't know that model by the number.
The ICOM I know is the 2730 that I got right now. But if it only goes up to 30 megahertz, sounds like it only gets, you know, up to what, that's 10 or 11 meters. The box and everything, and it says it's, you know, FM, HF, UHF, SW, CW, and everything. But I guess if I'm 70 centimeters, then it just won't do it, I guess. I thought it would.
Hey, Jeff, it should be able to get there. Might just be a setting.
That's what I thought. I just can't seem to. I'm new with it, so I'm playing with it, but it seems like it said it was, you know, FM, HF, blah, blah, blah. So, anyways, well, I appreciate your time. Can I get a call sign so I can log in?
This is Ken, Kilo, November 4, Tango, Foxtrot, Whiskey.
Thank you, Ken. I am KY. And my name is Roy. I get tongue twisted on that KY stuff.
I'm an Andrew in here, too.
Wait, KO4 PXB. Lloyd, did you buy the radio new, or is it from somebody else.
But it on eBay, I paid $30 for it, and I paid $40 of shipping, but I hooked it up at my brother-in-law's and was seeing the work, but I didn't really pay attention to what we were doing. I don't think we went 2 meters, 70 centimeters.
Definitely do. Hopefully you got a manual with it, is try to do a hard reset on it. That way it takes it back to the default, because somebody, like I said, somebody may have turned it off to where they didn't want that function to it.
Yeah, I do have a full manual and a three-leaf KO4.
And it recognizes that it may not have an antenna. Does it have an antenna, two antenna ports, and maybe it doesn't see the one antenna, so it won't let you go there?
Port for an antenna, just the one, so.
If you put it on AM, the dial is all squirrely, and you got to use different buttons and knobs to adjust the frequency.
Appreciate it. I guess I just need to go through that manual a little bit thorougher and play with the knobs and stuff. But can I get your call sign so I can get my logbook going? I'm trying to get some buildup.
Kilo November 4, Tango Foxtrot Whiskey.
Mine is Lloyd, KO4PXB, that's Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-Ray, Bravo.
KN4TN.
On November 4, Tango Foxtrot Whiskey.
I'm copying that. Thank you.
Name?
Roy, KY4QM.
Roy, just come back and join us anytime. Usually about 5:30 in the morning, though.
We're hitting you on with a T over here in Spartanburg by the mall, so I'm pretty good at hitting Caesar's head with this HD.
Here in Spartanburg off of Gossett Road.
I'm kicked back and just trying to learn how to read this stuff. A lot to learn. I got my extra. I don't know squat.
Well, here, I haven't even studied for my extra yet.
In about 7 weeks, but I had my nose to the grindstone. Like I said, I'm retired, so it was an everyday study thing.
The best thing to do is just play around with that radio and see if you can, you know, figure it out.
I appreciate the input, and that's what I'll do. I'm going to KY4QM. I'll be out.
Good to talk to you. KN4TFW.
Hey, Skeks. I'm back, gentlemen.
We missed you this morning.
Been lonely in here without being able to talk on the radio.
10 days, right?
It's amazing how quick that reminded me of that.
Mission without a cell phone.
Well, I ain't got to have it glued to my forehead.
I hear you. I didn't hear him sign, but we were talking, and I was probably hogging the frequency.
On the interstate, I'm still here. KO4CEF. I'm almost home, though.
All them highway patrol out there, they got it covered up out there.
KO4PXB, because they've got that rolling thunder going on. That's the reason all the police, they're everywhere.
Four bus pulled over. 85, and they were dragging stuff out of
us. They didn't
tell what they find.
Something stopped this week.
Talk on there this afternoon about that.
I've seen between Gossett Road and 26.
On his vineyard or something.
Funny. If they stopped a bus load of illegals that was being bussed up there, that would be hilarious.
Back to the house, so I'm going to say 7-3. You guys have an awesome evening. Stay safe, and I'll catch you guys in the morning. Well, maybe I won't, Patrick. KN4TFW.
And I hope to be here. Tomorrow's my day to go down to Michelin, so I may have to bring a different radio with me, but I'm hoping to be on the radio.
Talk to you in the morning, KO4CEF.
Thank you.
4CRG, Martin the channel.
Call sign, what was it again? This is KO4CEF.
KQ4CRG, Kilo, Quebec 4, Charlie Romeo Golf, Robert Spartanburg.
Name here is Andrew, and you got Patrick on, and I believe Lloyd's still in here with.
Well, we still didn't work when he's waiting on 5 o'clock to roll around so we can get on out of here and go home. Go around, mess around with a little drone a little bit.
Drone?
We like to fly that drone around the neighborhood a little bit this afternoon. Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
My son wants one of those FPVs. He can do the first person view and do all the tricks and stuff. So. But I don't think he'll ever save up enough money for it, and they're not cheap, so I don't know. Maybe that'll be a Christmas thing for him. Japona here, Patrick, Lloyd.
Thinking about flying drones, KO4HKX.
A Hollystone is between $300 and $400. I mean, it's not too bad, but you can't get a cheap one for $100. I mean, they're hard to fly, but this is very easy to fly. I mean, it's very steady. You ain't got to fight it. You don't wreck them as much, that's for sure.
I'm gonna try the little cheapy models.
I'm no fun with those because they're too hard to control. You need to spend at least $200, $300, $400. Like a friend of mine, he got one, something almost dead like it. It's a different name, though. I think he got it at Walmart, but it was still $300 and something. But yeah, well, those, they run off the satellite, too. GPS, and you got a home button. You get way out, you ain't see it anymore. Hit a home button, it'll come back to you there.
I mean, people get some cool shots and stuff with the drones. I mean, they're really neat. I bet they're fun. I just never really tried one out besides a little, like I said, the cheap ones that the boys pick up or something, but that's about it for me. But, well, gentlemen, I am pulling in the driveway, so I'm going to say 7-3. Y'all both have a great evening. And I don't forget your name already. I apologize. It'll take me some time to learn, but I definitely hope we hear you back on the repeater again. The name here's Andrew, KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on the final.
Andrew, it's Robert. He's out to me. I'll step 3-2. We're going to get on off this thing, too. Get our tools up, get rid of the clock out. Y'all have a good. Appreciate the conversation. KQ4CRG, we're clear.
Here's Andrew, 7-3 is Robert. And Lloyd, if you're still there, 7-3 is you. I'm getting ready to climb the mountain and go across the state line, so I'm going to clear out. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.
4CPA Mobile.
HKX. Hey, Dave, real quick. Are you somewhere you can write down my phone number?
Want me to text it to him, KN4VWA?
You can, Steve. KO4HKX. I'm clear. 7-3, I just crossed state line.
KB2CBA, KB4CBA, Dave, I'll text you his phone number here in just a minute, okay? KN4VWA, clear.
Well, thank you, Steve, and hello, goodbye, Patrick. Oh, me, hope you had a good day. How you doing, Steve?
Not too bad. Just a long day. And a lot of junk going on. I tell you what, never ever be a landlord.
Done that, and we got screwed. It was awful. We lost, this is back in the 80s, we lost a grand on one renter, and it was, I was not happy, let's just put it that way. And there was no way to recoup our money because the only way we could do it, we put a lien on her where she couldn't get a loan, but she never did apply for a loan because she you know, she never made enough money to qualify. Credit was so bad.
In the long run, those liens are worthless anyhow. And fortunately, I don't have to deal with residential. It's all commercial. And we make them, whenever they sign the lease, we make them personal guarantor on the lease. So if the company goes belly up, we can go back after them in small claims on their personal.
We had a house. I was at a church in Charleston, and we had a house up here, and we decided to rent it and not sell it. And since we were staying in a pastorium down there, and anyway, the lady just trashed the house and owed us 3 months' rent, and it cost us a ton of money just to get the house back to where it was livable. It was just awful. I won't even describe it over the radio because some people might actually make them sick.
K4BWA. Well, fortunately for commercial, it's a little different rules than residential. So, but yeah, we make them put up first and last month's rent and a big security deposit, and we check their credit before we let them in.
We didn't do that. We made a mistake of taking somebody's word and for, you know, that was vouched for, and you know, she was she did pay a security deposit and a month's rent, but that's all we ever got out of her. And then we saw her working somewhere, and my wife just walked up to the counter and said, "I want my money." And so she quit that job because we were going to garnish her wages. But anyway, so we couldn't even get that. So, I mean, that's just the way she operated. She was a piece of work. But we learned that lesson the hard way.
Was you let her know that you knew she was working there? What you should have done was garnishing the wages and never told her that you were coming. That way her next check, you take it.
At a convenience store, I doubt she made, back in the 80s, I doubt she made enough to, in one paycheck, she'd catch on by then. But anyway, that was a long time ago. Water under the bridge, and lesson learned, KB4CPA.
KN4VWA. Yeah, water under the dam or over the bridge, whichever comes first. Well, are you off to play tennis again?
I actually just went to Publix to pick up some prescriptions, and I've had this nasal and chest congestion for over 10 days now, and I just can't get rid of it. I've been taking Mucinex and some other stuff, and I finally had to call the doctor, so he called in a couple of prescriptions, and I tell you, it's just about to get me down, and I think I'm getting better, and then it gets worse again the next day, and I just can't shake it.
Hopefully you get some good rest, drink some good hot tea, relax a little bit, and shake it. So take some vitamins along with that stuff, bud. Well, you missed a good lunch over there at Charlie's on Tuesday. There was a few people there. I don't know if you'd recognize the names or not. One of them was Vince Jennings, and the other one was Kevin Minix. And let's see, Spiro Connitz.
Remember Vince? I might recognize the other ones by sight. You know, just to know their names, that kind of thing. some people, you know, it is, you see their face and you recognize them, but you don't know what their name is. But anyway, yeah, I hated to miss that, but we had guys putting in windows, and I couldn't even get my car out of the driveway.
How'd that go? Did they do a good job?
Fantastic job, and it really looks good, I tell you. I was so sick of those wooden windows, and they were 20 years old, and they had just had it. There just wasn't much left.
Were they wood windows?
Then they were original with the house, so. At the time they were put in, I'm sure they were nice, but they just deteriorated.
In those days, probably they were made by MW. They were huge back in those days. That's the same windows that we had in our house in Greer. We had to replace those too. They didn't last. Those windows, that house was built in 99, and we had to replace them in 2010.
Or at least 20 years old, and I think this house was built somewhere around turn of the century. I'm not sure exactly what year, but it's at least 20 years old.
Longer than ours did. That's good. Well, these new windows, I think they last, you know, about as long as the plastic will last. So, hopefully, because that's what I got in my house. Those new modern triple pane argon gas filled Rammaflagger shaft windows. They're supposed to be something else.
We looked at several brands, and anyway, but we're happy with these, and we're happy with the price. And so, anyway, well, I'm sitting in the garage. I'm gonna jump out of here and go in the house. You have a good rest of your evening, and send me that text. I would appreciate it when you get time. And I'll say 73's KB4CPA clear up to yours.
Dave, I'm about 2 minutes from the house, so I'm going to text that just as soon as we get pulled into the house. And you have a good evening, too. Take it easy. And I will talk to you again soon. KN4 VWA. I'm clear.
KN4 DKW, mobile.
JW, KN4 VWA. I can't be on here but another minute and a half, David. How you doing?
Doing good. It's beautiful. Beautiful out here today. I've been outside most of the day, and I am enjoying it.
It is supposed to be on a beautiful day like this, bud. And the rest, hey, I looked at the weather report, and it's not supposed to rain between now and what they're projecting is next Wednesday. So we're supposed to have really nice weather, and it gradually starts getting a little bit cooler down into the 70s from today.
Mr. Gage says 74 now. Well, that's cool enough to go flying.
You use the magic word. Problem is, but you know what? What are you thinking, tomorrow?
I'll be up from the airport tomorrow. Maybe tomorrow afternoon. I don't know. She's taking a bed eye back, so she'll probably be asleep.
I don't know if it's me or if it's you in a shadow. You're getting real scratchy, bud. Let's try it one more time.
Down in some deep down in a bunch of foliage on the other side of the repeater. On highway, past the other side of the repeater. So it's like me, but I was saying, I got me up. At the airport tomorrow morning, so tomorrow afternoon she's going to be asleep because she's taking the red eye back from Boise.
I heard red eye back from Boise. I know what that means. Well, what are you thinking? Early afternoon, maybe? Out of the repeater now. If you're copying me, I'll give you a call at home tonight in about an hour because I'm pulling into my hacienda and I've got to do a little bit of stuff for Dave, KB4CBA, and just as soon as I get all that done, I'll give you a call in about an hour and we'll figure it out, okay? Hopefully you can hear me. KN4VWA.
If you're still hearing me, after Amy gets home and she goes to sleep because she's taking a red eye back from W4DJW.
Okay, yeah, I heard most of that last statement. So, all right, I tell you what, why don't you just give me a call when you get home? So, be careful out there. 73 is KN4 WAM, clear.
W4DJW Mobile.